I know speaking to others is a tricky thing, and there are some people that are extremely shy. And the activity tonight, if you are very shy and you really don't want to do it, nobody's going to make you do anything that you don't want to do. What I like to do is to divide you into groups of five or maybe six. And what we're going to do is look at the verses on this board, and each one will take one. There are six, so if there are five in your group, you can just pick one to leave out or something like that. And the idea is that we're going to try to spend time in the kitchen. We're going to look at these and talk about them before we begin the activity and get a little bit of content. That's time in the garden. And then you're going to work on how you would encapsulate this in maybe a 2-minute or 3-minute something that you would say to someone else. Or if you were asked to, let's say, share a devotion to a group of girls, if you're a sister or something like that at a camp, or maybe you were asked to stand up and give a message, but your message was to last 2 minutes or something like that. How would you encapsulate this thought in a way that's understandable, memorable, clear, and has conveyed what you want to convey? Now, by means of motivation, let me tell you a couple of examples of things that I've heard. I was at a young people's camp recently where we were there over a Sunday. We were at the Lord's Supper. And I heard, well, there were more than four people who shared, but four that shared that I remember, and two did a good job and two did a bad job. Happily, the two that did a good job are here, and the two that did a bad job are not here. So we can talk about this freely. A brother got up and he read from a few passages and read rather lengthy amounts from the few passages. And I was doing all I could to try to make sure to keep up with what it was that he was saying. And I think I got it, but it was very hard to tell where his point came in. And he was making a comparison between something in the Old Testament, better not say. Actually, yeah, we better not use this recording, so I can be a little bit more free in what I say. No, I mean, just in case he ever hears it, and he's like, hey, wait a minute, that was my...